to apologize for not being too consistent. Last week I had four weddings. Tonight I came to a wedding and I told Chaim Eisenstein I'm only coming to a chuppah. Tomorrow night I also have a wedding, but I suspect I won't be mevater on the shir. The problem is the wedding is tomorrow night is in Kibbutz Chavetz Chaim. And the Baal Shem Tov told me that I've been to every wedding of his children, with the exception of perhaps tomorrow night. I says every rule has an exception. Okay, we have already delivered a number of shiurim. The page number one in front of you, we discussed Ba'arichus several weeks ago. So what I would like to do is the next series of shiurim, I'm going to go. I drew up a list of a fair number of topics that I hope to discuss. Here you see in the front of you on page one, the Melachos D'oraisa that I mentioned. There are, as you can see, four parashios that we spoke about. The one that's in Mishpatim is the parasha that essentially teaches us the obligation to be maftir be'er shvi'is. Ba'shvi'is tishvetena unditashto. And then we have the next series of psukim, Mishmaislam Bedalid, which is the subject of Machlokes Tanaim, we'll get to momentarily. And of course, the bulk or the primary source is that which is found in Parshas Behar. And then the focus of the Torah clearly is on Shvi'is HaSa'aretz, the fact that Eretz Yisrael should lie fallow. And we discussed, and we'll discuss further, the question whether the din is on the Gavra or the Halacha is on the Chetza, and on the land itself resting. You can see, actually, we pointed out several weeks ago that both of these themes are embedded in the Pesukim. On the one hand, B'Shav Sa'aretz Shabbos Hashem, that you see very clearly, the Sefer the Rav Kook Zatzal Rav is called Shabbat Haaretz. On the other hand, there are lavim that are articulated in the Torah, four Yisurim D'Araisa, four Melachas, four lavim. Number one, the Torah says here, Sancha V'Sizra, an Yisur of Zeria. Number two, Kamcha V'Sizmar, an Yisur of Zemira, pruning. And then we have two other Yisurim that are also mentioned, namely Lo Siktzor, Sviach Yitzircha, and finally, Idlin Zerecha, Lo Sitzar. So let's just for a moment mention Zriya, which is the first of the lavim that the Torah describes here, Sadecha Lo Sitzra. So the question is, this Zriya, does it also include Nitiya? The word Zriya generally, Zoreah, the Mishnah and Gittel and Shabbos, refers to sowing, putting a seed in the ground. Now, what about Nitiya, which refers to Ilonos? What about planting? We'll be discussing that in a little while, Mitz Hashem. Number two, Ilan Srak, which is not for the purpose of Nachal. So what's the din of such a tree? What is its status? And even Zriya B'toch HaBayis, which is the subject of a lot of discussion among the Dolei Achronim, namely we're talking about Chamamot, or for that matter, Matzav Menutak, detached bedding, something which is not yoni from the ground. What is that status? We'll discuss that. Also, Mitz Hashem, what's with the Torah, what's with the Rabbanan. But unquestionably, Zriya, that is really the focus of what the Torah speaks about over here in Parshas Behar. And generally, as you know, that in a regular year, generally, Yerokos are Nizra several times a year. That's what farmers do. They plant vegetables several times a year. The third, or rather, I should say, the second Issa the Torah speaks about, which is the Issa of Zemira, is obviously we're talking about pruning a tree. That's also a din in the Shabbos as well. The Gemara speaks about Zomer, B'Tzarech Le'etzim Chayiv Shtayim, the Gemara in Pagodol. But we're talking about Lachtoch Hanafim, in order that you want to improve the growth of the tree. That's the reason why we'll prune the tree and we'll cut off excess foliage and light that may impede or prevent the proper growth of the tree. So here, the Torah actually mentions the Chaim Mechol Osizmar. The Torah speaks in the context of a Karen. So now the question is, does this apply to other Eitzim as well? Or it only applies to Anavim? Perhaps only applies to grapes and not to other kinds of trees. So this is the subject also of a lot of discussion, which we're going to get to in Etz Hashem. But again, we have to be cognizant of these four Isurim Min HaTorah. Again, Zriya, Zemira, Ketzira Ubetzira. Generally, Ketzira refers to Chitim or the like, And Metzira usually is in the context of Kituv Perot. So here we have, as I said, four Yisurim Daraisa. The Torah mentions clearly in Parshas Bahar. So now let's get on to one or two other halachas that are also very relevant, also derived from the Pesukim that we see over here. Chazal right now, Pasuk Vav, Ha'isa Shabbat Aros Lachem La'achla. Many, many halachas are derived from here. Probably the most important one is La'achla V'loy L'schara. You're not allowed to do business with Perot Shvi'is. Now that's a very significant halacha. And that's a din which is very complicated. Just to pose to you the obvious question, which is posed by all the little Dodi Apostim, and this is the subject every Shemitah, the same discussion. What is it better to do? Because we mentioned among the options that are available, there's obviously the Bul Shishim, the 60th produce, or that which is used by the Haredi world, the Bul Nochri, or Otsar Bezin, which is a Tesefta quoted by the Ramban the Chumash, and also discussed by the Dodi Apostim. Sheldoreno. So now the question is, Otzer Bezdin, which has the status of Bishah Shvias, is that to be preferred over Hetter Mechira? Hetter Mechira has many issues. We'll say in second Shia about Hetter Mechira. The issues of Hetter Mechira are similar to the issues that are found in reference to Mechira Schavitz. How serious could such a Mechira be? Even though over the last several decades, it's clear that the Hetter Mechira has taken on a different kind of life because it's now in the Tavo. It's also drawn up contracts. I have several contracts with me. Contracts drawn up by lawyers where farmers actually sell their field. The Rabbanut is involved in it. Rabbi Vadya actually passed an halacha. Rabbi Vadya says that Tzal is your service yesterday. He passed an halacha that Hetter Mechira is preferable over Otzer Bezdin. The Otzer Bezdin issue is an issue with Tzchora. They're doing business with Perot Shvi'is, albeit not exactly the same way. Usually it's a much lesser nature. It's not to the same extent. So generally, the yeshiva world, quote unquote, contends not the way Rabbi Vadya writes. It contends that Otzer Bezdin is better than Hetter Mechira. But this is a subject of a lot of discussion. The Panini Halacha, Rabbi Elazar Melamed, wrote a whole sefer recently, where essentially he argues very vehemently and vociferously Hetter Mechira clearly trumps, pardon the expression, trumps Otzer Bezdin. Rabbi Vadya also writes of a similar nature. That's why he passed the Halacha. That's a long tshuva that he wrote. On the top, this is one of the famous halachas, la'achla v'la'l'schori, you can't do business with Perot Shvi'is. So now the problem is, but la'achla, but how is la'achla, how is it to be reconciled with the fact that the Torah says, v'yachetzerach lo'sitzar, in v'nizerach lo'sitzar. After, it seems to be a steer of an Erebet, on the one hand, you can't be kotzer, you can't be votzer, but then on the other hand, it tells you la'achla. So of course the response is, Chazal understand that you cannot do it in the normal way. So now take a look here in the Mishnah, in Masechta Shvi'is. Page number 4 of this handout, there's a famous Mishnah in Perakhes. In the 8th Perak of Shvi'is is one of the most famous Mishnayis in Masechta Shvi'is and a very important Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Te'ena shel Shvi'is, en kotzin osam v'muktzin. So the way the Batanua translates over here, that you're not allowed, the Torah says, Esviach Ketzirach Olositzor, as Indian Zerech Olositzor. So the Torah does not mean to Aser, Ketzirah and Ketzirah, absolutely. Because the Torah said, La'ochla, you're allowed to eat Tvua and Peros or Shvias. So how can you eat them without Ketzirah and Ketzirah? That would be a sphere of an Eobe, it would be an impossibility. So what's the Kavanah? The answer is, that you're not allowed to be Malake from that which is Mechubel Karka. The way it would normally done on the normal circumstances, but rather has to be done through a shinoi. So the Mishnah is teaching you this halacha. The Mishnah says that en kotzin osam b'muktzeh. You cannot cut him off the tree. B'muktzeh says the Batanura kli amiyuchad lo kotz b'tein kari muktzeh. That's the nature of this kli. It's a kli that is designed for the purpose of cutting off to Enyan from a chuba l'karka. So the Mishnah teaches you, you cannot use such a kli. But rather, I will kotze osam becharbo, says the Batanura, sakim b'shom peren. V'tayma m'shem d'tziv es imni z'recha l'sitzar, k'derach ha-botzim. So this is the halacha that Chazal teach us, there has to be a shinoi. Means using, instead of using a kli, ha-miyuchad, for the purpose of cutting off the item, you use a regular sakim. The word charbo milshom chemet, and therefore it refers to a sakin, it refers to a knife, or one that has the propensities of a knife. And that's essentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to make a shinoi the way the item is normally cut, detached from the chum of the karka. Now the Rash in the Perash Mishnayos, you don't have it in front of you, but the Rash asks the kasha on this from the Hemshech of the Mishnah. We'll read the Hemshech of the Mishnah in a moment, but the Hemshech of the Mishnah is not talking about Lekitas Peros Menal Chubar, but we're talking about different types of Malacha that are done with Peros after the Achash and Niklashu, after they're detached from the ground. So the Stavir, the whole Mishnah is talking about the same topic. And in general, Te'enim are Niklash V'na'etz B'yad V'lo B'kli. People pluck Te'enim from the tree, as opposed to cutting it the clay. So many Rishonim, the Rash actually has several explanations here. The Rash is the classic Mefurish, Amishnayis HaZroyim, the Rash from Mishant. So the Rash writes in his second parish on this Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about Te'enim Shifat Niklashu, they already were detached from the ground. However, we're discussing Yibush HaTe'enim HaEdom, drying these Te'enim. The Gemara speaks about this in the context of the Mahonos of Shimon Yehuda. In Shabbos, in Beitzah, in Levins, the Muktzah, the Te'enim that were placed on the Gag, the Hityabish. So that's what we're talking about. Te'enim Shol Shvias, Ein Kotzin. So the Rash has the interpretation, Ein Kotzin means Ein Miyabshin or some Muktzah. You don't go ahead and dry these Te'enim in a place which is norm to dry them, but rather, Kotza also Becharba. You'll have to be Miyabish them in a Churba. A Churba is a Dafka al Makom, where that's the practice to be drawing to aim them for the purpose of Yibush. But again, that particular spot is not necessarily Mokam HaMiyuchad HaKach. And the word Kotzin, he's understanding differently than the first explanation provided by the Vatanura. Kotzin, Miloshen Kayitz, Yibush HaTe'enim. And Mukta is a Mokam HaMiyuchad Yibush HaTe'enim. Charba is a Mokam Churba. So in that way, there's a Girsa, I saw in the Mishnah, Bechurba. There is such a Girsa in the Mishnah, whatever the case is, the Mishnah is telling you a din. Chazal required us to make a shinui in the Malachos that are done in Peor Shvi'ah Kedushin. We'll see that in the Hemshech of the Mishnah. But midin Torah, midaraisa, there's no obligation to be Mishanim, except Belekitas Peros from that which is Mechub Lekarka. So again, Mishonim here have a fundamental machlokes in the Havon of this Mishnah. And also, Mishonim argue which, regarding which Peor Shvi'ah. Well, these halachas said that you have to go ahead and make some sort of a shinoi when the item is, as I said, tolish. So this is totally, as I indicated, the discussion among the Mishnah. I just want to go a bit further in the Mishnah, which then says further. And dorchim nalavim begas. Again, that's the normal way of the Levi Avodah Zarah. So then you realize that that's what they do. And they press. In order to press nalavim, there's a kind of wine press. You're not allowed to do that in a regular kind of fashion, namely using the normal wine press. You have to make a shinoi, even in the malacha, that's done with reference to drichas anovim. Means you don't do it begat. Normally it's done in a vat. That's what the Gemara of the Zohar describes. So here it says, no, you're not allowed to do that. Is a kind of trough, as opposed to being a wine vat, which is utilized specifically for the purpose of anovim, but rather an areva is something that Mishnah has himself in. Our Rebbe the Mishnah talks about the context of a trough that's used for the purpose of lisha. It's used for the purpose of kneading an isa adam. It's much smaller than a gat. A gat is a massive wine vat. The Gemara of the Zohar has a number of sugyas that discuss these kind of wine vats. And then what they did was, it's not chazal, they actually had these, I call them chalitza shoes. I don't know how to describe them. I've been to a number of wineries. I took the course I mentioned with Dr. Grach. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Soloveitchik's son, he taught the course on Friday morning at 6:30 a.m. He had to come to the meeting before that in order to be able to be enrolled in the course. So I had to wake up at 4:30 on Friday mornings, and of course I took two courses, one in Ribbis, one in Yain Nesach. So Ribbis went to Exam Meshach, the whole parak, and we also discussed a lot of usury in the Middle Ages, and many Jews were known for, they were bankers, they were involved in usury. That was a very, very popular profession that Jews actually were involved in to make manasa. And then the other course was in Yain Nesach. And more of us went to major cities in Avodah Zarah. So we saw a lot of, course, we went to wineries and we went to museums and we were all over the place in the Dr. Grach. So the distinction, as I mentioned, You cannot go ahead and do the pressing of the Adam Begat, but rather, Dorothu Bariva. It has to be a Shinoi, maybe using a much smaller climate plea. And obviously, so the Kamut of Anamim is not going to be the same as the Kamut under normal circumstances. It's much less. So the Mishnah now is going to go on and tell you as well that Melachas Shabbatolush have to be done with Shinoi. It says, Eosim Zaysim, Bibad, Ubikotem. Again, the way they used to take out shemen from olive trees. There were two shlodim. First, they were talking to Zaysim. They had a rechayim of Beit Abad. We want to speak about it. One talks about a millstone that was used after for the purpose of Zaysim. And then they would go ahead and take the Zaysim and put them into a bat. A bat is a large gut. It's a vat that's actually built to the ground itself. It's body, the Tachakarka. And there, they would take beams. Umayas and Shabbos and other Zorah. They would take these beams and put these heavy logs, and on the head of this log was a what the Gemara calls, I believe, a kote. It was like a stone. The idea was they wanted to be soaked, they wanted to squeeze, or they wanted to desiccate those zaysim for the purpose of shem. And the Gemara has this in Shabbos, there in the sugya of the Yichas Zeros, so not to test that area. It also found, as I said, in Balbasa, also in the Zohar. You have a number of times in Shas, you have the encounter with this. How they went ahead and squeezed Zaysim. So the Chiddush is that you cannot be soaked shemen in Shvius the normal way. It cannot be done utilizing the normal techniques, namely the bar of the kote, that's osur on Shvius. However, what can you do? It says, I will kote shu machnes the bodida. You're allowed to be kotesh. That's called the machteshet. Machteshet is a kind of grinder, pulverizer. I'm not sure what the English term is. But anyway, you're allowed to be kotesh to zaysim, and then put them in a smaller gat, in a smaller kind of bag, a smaller kind of trough, like an areva, and then do the schita over there. So we'll see. Rav Shimon actually writes at the end on the bottom here, Rav Shimon Omer, Avtochi hu b'beis avad hu machnis l'bodida. Rav Shimon, he contends that good time kama, you have to make a shinui in both shlavi, in both of these stages of Hutzah Hashem and Azaysim, no one in the tchina. You can't be tolkeng the zaysim in a regular rechaim of the Beit Abad. That's not permissible on the Shemitah year. You have to use the machteshet, which is a smaller kind of format. And number two, in the act of Shemitah itself, you can't be tolkeng in the vag and the kote, but rather it has to be in a smaller gat. Rav Shimon comes along and says, he's calling, he says, no, the shinui does not have to be in the act of Shemitah, but only in the Shemitah, because the ikar asiyas Hashem and dafka is in the act of Shemitah. When you do the squeezing. So according to him, you're allowed to be talking the Zaysim in a regular time of Beit Abad, Kedarko, Bishar Shonin. But after you did the Tchina of the Zaysim, then you can't be soaking them in a large gat in the Karka of the Beit Abad, but rather only in a smaller kind of gat. And this is exactly what this Mishnah is telling you, essentially the basic halacha, which is very, very relevant to this concept that we have been speaking about. Namely, the Mishnah is telling you there has to be a Shinoi in the Malacha, and the reason why it has to be a Shinoi, so the Rambam writes, he writes it in Sefer Mitzvos, I didn't see it, but I saw the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos, and those are say, Rishon Gilu, I believe it is, we actually had reference to it already before, that Chazal were misaking to do these Malachas, b'shinoi, k'dei she'yei nikar, lakol, she'elu aperos hefker. We want to make it clearly discernible that we're talking about hefker. And as according to the Rambam, the Shinoi has to be done that the malacha should not be done, become liyot gedolot. You cannot do it in terms of the volume. The volume has to be diminished considerably. Because otherwise, if you do it the way the normally is done in terms of volume, so in effect, that shows you that clearly you don't subscribe to the whole concept of Shvi'at Tishvetenu and Natasha. It's supposed to be mafkirit. It's not yours. As I said, even though it's a bezin, the way it's done, that bezin pays for the labor of the people who are working on the field of the farmer. Farm is complete in the state of Hefka. I saw that Siv has a Meshu Dabar, a very beautiful tshuva about farmers learning Torah during the Shemitah year. A lengthy tshuva where he discusses how farmers devote their year to Limud HaTorah. Amazing kind of concept. By the way, it exists here in Eretz Yisrael. You have that concept exist here. A fair number of farms in Eretz Yisrael, that's what farmers do. Of course, we're talking about observant farmers, obviously. And the whole idea, the point is simply that number one, either that people should recognize that etc. And number two, I saw the writer in the Rosh Hashanah has a long career. So he writes in the reason why Chazal ben Shinoi, people should know we're talking about Perushis. There has to be a clear change in the approach that is normally taken. So this is a very, very, very significant set of Mishnayos. And these Mishnayos, and here we learn, as I said, the concept or the notion that things have to be done differently in order that we should recognize the fact that we're in a Shemitah year. Now, I saw actually in some want to suggest that, again, they're talking about the modern poskim, describing different types of kelim, different types of implements that are going to be used for the purpose of making these kinds of shinuyim. I mean, Zriya is also the gabri. That's a poskim. You can't sow, you can't see. That's an Issa v'Aisa. We were talking about, in terms of the Ketzira and Bitzira, so it has to be through a shinui. So either the shinui is in the kamut, or the shinui is in the derech, the way actually the item is going to be detached from the ground. But of course, all this is taken into account. The next halacha, which is well known to all of us, on page number three here also, you'll see, Biur Perushis. This is a famous Tarasconian, which is the subject of a lot of discussion in the Gemara Pesachim and elsewhere. So the Torah Sgani writes over here, as you can see, that the lament of Lachai Hashem Atzeha, that passage appears on page number one. So there, the Torah tells us the din of beer. There's a big machlokes among the Rishonim, how to perform the mitzvah of beer. The Rambam happens to have the Shita that, as you can see directly below, the Torah Sgani of beer, that the Rambam has a din of beer, Sreifa Ba'esh. Of Mashna Be'al-Melech. Of course, it reminds us of the Machon Zabir al-Chachamim in the second paragraph of Sochim, Kol Shah. How do you get rid of Chametz? So Rabbi Yudah says, Ein Bi'al Chametz al-Sefer. Let's have from Nisa. Chachamim Mamim Hashmasasa B'chol Dabar. And this seems to be the same two approaches mentioned by the Rambam in Hilda Shemit of Yom, Perek Zayin al-Lach HaGimel. Right, so over there, you have in front of you, Hoyu L'Pes Rubin, Nechalpen Rabban Shalom Sinus Kalef Be'echa. That you're allowed to do. The Gemara says that even to an Amoritz, as it did, you can't give Perushvias to an Amoritz. However, you're allowed to give the Muslim Sholos to us, so the amount that's required for Shabbos. This is the Rambam Shita. Rabbi Shalom disagreed with the Rambam. And Rabbi Shalom assumed, what do you do after beer? You'll see. This is my Rebbe, Dan Shenadovich. So I was lucky to be at his chasana in Baltimore a fair number of years ago. He also learned in our yeshiva, Tav Shrak. He just moved to this area, Baruch Hashem. So this concept of biur, according to the Rambam, is a very adas yochid. Most Rishonim hold biur meets hefke. So you'll see there are charts that come out over here. There are a few people in the shul who are holding much more than I am in the area of Shemitah, and they will, in effect, be distributing charts that tell you when the pre is no longer available to the Amos Achayas and Hashem HaSadah, and that's when we have to get rid of it from our homes as well. That's the count of a beer, the different periods of time for different types of peros. So look at the charts column itself, right above the Ram. Will event of Lahaya Shemitah Tiako Tosa Lehel, Makish Vehem Lahaya, both Man Shechayah Ochel Pasadah, Vehem Ochel Pabayis. So the moment it's no longer available to the Chayim HaSodeh, then it has to be gotten rid of to in the house as well. So as I said, most Rishonim hold, when the Torah said Bashvias Tishmeteno in the Tashla, it means Hefker. But the Rambam has a very unique Shita, similar to Chametz, Sreifa, or Hashbisasa B'chol Dovar, Mashek V'yam HaMelach, I'm going to discuss that actually separately. So that's a big machlokes among the Rishonim. And there's also another machlokes, which is also very significant. We'll talk about that too. When we say hefker, is it hafkarata adam? The person has to be mafkir, the owner. Or is it, do we assume, hafkaita the malkusa? Is it hafkarata melach? Automatically. What difference does it make? It's not the person is not mafkir. The person does not make his field hefker. So if it's hafkarata adam, then you're not allowed to take from those peros. You can't eat that. If it's hafkarat melech, memela the peros amuftar. You don't really have to do anything. It's hafkaita the malkusa, which happens automatically. Okay, I want to refer back to the machlokes tanoim of Akiva Rabbi Shmuel that we already mentioned a number of times, but here again, you'll see it. On page number two. On page number two, we referred to this item before. I actually spoke about this page several weeks ago. Machlokes are shown in the pshat. Bashvias tishvatenu matashla. But the most significant machlokes relates to the pashut pshat in the pasuk. Bechorish v'akotzer tishvas. Sheish yeshayim tasem maasecha. Uvayim ashvii tishvas. Bechorish v'akotzer tishvas. What is that pasuk talking about? You can see it on page one, the pasuk. Just look at the pasuk first on page number one, just to see the pesukim. That the Torah says, Sheish yeshayim tasem maasecha. Correct. And the Torah mentions as well in the concept right here, in Shemos HaMadalim, the second item from the right. Shesh yam tavlo v'yam ashri tishvos, v'chosh v'akotz tishvos. What is it talking about? Two possibilities. Are the Shabbos? But the problem, if it's Shabbos, which makes sense, shesh yam tavlo v'yam ashri tishvos, why does the Torah only mention v'chosh v'akotz? Why all these two malachas singled out, accentuated? So therefore, the other possibility is no, it's talking about Shemitah. And this is the subject of famous Mahom Stanoim that's found here on page number two, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, in the middle of the page. The Gemara discusses Rosh Hashanah and Avtes. As you can see, the Gemara points out that in the Pshat, Lechura, by the way, if you ask me, when I learned this from my father, Zatzal, many years ago, we started learning at 5 years old, Shnayim Mikra Vechatagra. I can't say I remember it from then, but I do know that I thought it was Pashi, that who's right, Rabbi Shmuel's right, not even a son to me. Plus, it's talking about Shabbos. Sheish yeshayim tavo v'yam ashvi tishvos. So there's the Yad Rama. Look at the ritual called the Yad Rama and Marcus, a low left-hand corner. He quotes on the Ramei Alevi. That's Ramei Alevi Abu Lafia, Yad Rama. Beforish nekula kron nidrash v'mei shmita. Aye, how's it possible? It speaks about Yomim. Zok the Yad Rama. The Yom Ma'amur is kan shonim. Refers to years. And knows the pasuk is talking about Shemitah. Ayin says Yomim, refers to Shavim. Sheshesh Yomim means Sheshesh Shavim, refers to 6 years. And he goes on, Vein Zeh Nachum Einah, the Mitzvah doesn't like it. Yeah, look, the Kasa Kuro Yomim, the Makom Shana, we have it elsewhere. We can see Yomim, Tehem Yul Asa, L'Psukim, the end of the Kutosai, Yomim Al Asa, also another set of Psukim, in Chayisara. Correct, but in the course of the conversation, the dialogue between Eliezer and Rivka and her acquaintances, her relatives, Yom Moser Achat Telech. Al Sheisha Mina Kach Lekach, Obi Yom Kach Lekach, Lo Karu Lo Yomim, Lo Karu Yom Plenty, Rok Hashan Plenty. What in heaven's name is going on here? How could you simply say in a very absolute kind of way that when the Pasuk says, Yomim refers to Shonim. It's not Lichora, so he rejects the Yad Rama. But the Yad Rama is trying to defend the other position, because as I said, the Pshat of Yishmael is right. Plus, he's talking about Shabbos. But he comes to defend the position of Rabbi Akiva, who argues that no, you can't say the Pshul Shabbikra, because why does the Torah then Dafka mention Chamisha, the Chavishma Kosev Tishmos? What about all the other 37 malachas of Shabbos? And there's even a question, Bechlal, on Shemitah, is Chavisha also B'daraisa B'davon? The Torah does not mention Chavisha. Lo Sizra, Son of Lo Sizra, Kamcha Lo Sizra, Sviach Ketzircha Lo Sikza, in the Zirach Lo Sikza, doesn't mention Chavisha. So maybe it's not also in our Torah. So essentially, there are really three groups that I would tell the Misakeh, the Isurim of Shemitah. There are three groups of Isurim. Number one, the Isurim that are connected to Avodah Zakah. Zriya, that's obvious. Son Cholosizwa, not to sow, not to see. Zmira, not to prune. Kam Cholosizwa, that removing the excess foliage in order to enhance the growth. We'll discuss that also. Three, Chavisha, based on this pasuk. If you understand the pasuk, the Chorosh Vakonsa Tishmos, as referring to Shemitah, so the Torah asks Chavisha during the Shemitah year. And that's one area. Area number two, the Isurim that are connected with Isur to the issue having to do with Peros, Ketzira, Torah says, Sviach Ketzirach Lositzar, Betzira, Inveiz Zirach Lositzar, and the obligation to make the Peros Hefkir, Vashvias Tishmetena, Unatashta, the Vashvim Mishpatim, that you have to abandon that. That which is natush, that which is completely to be abandoned, to be hefker. So that would be the second area. Perhaps the third area would be regarding the use of Peros in the course of the Shemitah year. And then we have one halacha we mentioned. There are many other dinim. La'achla l'schara, la'achla l'hefsed. That's a very complicated din. It means you can only use the item the way it is normally used. I can't go ahead and decide to use lemon for the purpose of I have some stain on my car. And I now want to go ahead and use lemon to have pishus shlius in order to clean the stain in my car. That is not the normal use of lemon. And therefore, that would be a violation of la'achla l'hefsed. And such similar kind of violations are the third category that we are talking about. So here, as I said, there are really three categories, but there's a heter of achila. I'm going to discuss against Hashem in future shiurim. Is there a mitzvah to eat perishes? So here there's a massive discussion among the Gdolei HaPoskim in Pshat and Ramban. I have seen this Ramban for years, and I adayin lo ishtachnati that the Ramban is saying there's a mitzvah to eat perishes with kedushasa, but many, many assume that. He told me, I guess it's me, Rimon, I'm very friendly with him, the author of the Sefer Shmita. So he marshaled the whole series of poskim, not Rabbi Yitzchak himself, but poskim, great Gdolei HaPoskim, and the Sefer Ramban is being a mitzvah, eat perishes with kedushasa, just like it's a mitzvah, eat matzah, and Pesach night, where it's up for matzah, it's a seder aisa, the Marim Sochim. So too, there's a mitzvah to eat perishes with kedushasa. That's a very significant mitzvah. And he argues very forcefully and emphatically and graphically. That's something that those who are only using Yilul Nochri will not be able to have that kiyum mitzvah of eating perishes with kedushasa. That's one of his arguments in the Sefer Shmita. He just gave me another edition of the Sefer. He added a few things here and there, but nothing really major has changed from what I can see from the Sefer. I went to the entire Sefer several times. Very beautiful Sefer. Regardless of his presentation is the clarity. The clarity is absolutely something which is, I think, the most scintillating aspect of his Sefer. Plus, he's also very mesudar, and there are a lot of illustrations, and there are pictures. It's very contemporary, very user-friendly. That's the term that, I would probably learn a lot if I become more familiar with that terminology. User-friendly, both in terms of saying shiurim, and in terms of how to say the shiur, and in terms of the entertainment modality that has to be utilized with my name, Ono. And in terms of the other night, I was at Chasana, one of my nights, and I met Baba Shvitzer from Torah Torah. So I was telling him about the whole discussion regarding Nusa. He was in stitches. He was just having the grand time. I had a whole table there, so I was having a good time. I don't know if I mentioned to you that I met my brother, Avraham David, told me in his building, Rechav Moshea, they lived a wonderful Jew who lived close to 100. He was born in Brisk. His name was Aviona Bramberg. He lived in Shanghai, he lived in the air. He was a sheikh in Eretz Yisrael. So this Aviona Bramberg, was close to 100. He was born in Brisk. When he was a teenager, he went over to Brisk a lot, and he had a very good day. And he told him about Shikol Torah. So the Brisk a lot said, he was so misspelled from the Shikol Torah that a 17, 18-year-old boy told him, he said to him, I'm giving you a bracha of Aviona Bramberg. He was learning Aviona Bramberg. So anyway, he went to the mir. So he sent over from Avichum Lubavitz. He heard from Avichum Lubavitz himself. Mashkiach of the mir yeshiva. He asked him, is there any value to nigunim? He asked Avichum Lubavitz. And he said, the other Bramberg, Avichum told him, nigunim is the hetech from kabbalah. So of course that fit right my scheme of things perfectly, like a glove. So of course I spread that to the whole table. So Rabbi Spitzer was in stitches, he was laughing away. And then I told him that this is the Maisa Shai, I saw it. Because I used to go to Lakewood when Avshnei was Avshira. So my shvagas lived Rabbi Cholina. So he wrote on Taros for Art School, he wrote on Kalin. Well, in Yushalmi's, it was a big bulking tower, so every Russian tower. So I don't care with it. Almost as Caleb. So anyway, so he Yadav in the Yeshiva. And at one point there was a fellow named Krasansky, he had a beautiful voice, and he was a Kedra in Lakewood, he gave a lot of money to Yeshiva. So he down in the oven one Friday night. I was there and he sang with Habib. The place was the hell. I never saw such a shockwave that spread through the Yeshiva. they never experienced singing the Chavrini. Who sings the Chavrini? You say one stanza, I say one stanza. You say one stanza. That's the other Hayeshivas. And they went to see Avshneir's reaction. Avshneir was all smiles. He was like in a state of tremendous happiness. Finally, somehow there's a breakthrough in Lakewood. Anyway, Arayam Azeh, the only thing that's sung in Lakewood is the Chavrini. The answer is Ach. Someone changes more. Okay, so I presented my position, and my position became something of a lot of discussion. I provoked a lot of people here, which is great. I thought it was a very healthy conversation. One of the best conversations that people ever had here. They don't have too many, but at least one of them they had because of me. And then they also, when I got the number, they, oh, you were here. So they insisted I sing one or two things, which of course I didn't do, but they did it for me. And then I sang it over, I said it over again anyway. Why? They asked me. But it says in the Oscar Siddur that you use congregation and then chazan. So I just follow the Siddur in the Oscar. Anyway, okay, I just had to get that off my chest. One of my favorite topics. Anyway, I'm back to the issue here of the different melachas. So now the Gemara has somebody cut and also sit down over here and take a look now. This is a very important Gemara. This Gemara we have not yet dealt at the bottom of page, at the same page that has melachas and Rabbanim b'shviya. So look at the Gemara and cut, and this Gemara is going to be utilizing extensively. And that Gemara there, I think it's not that Gimel and Al, it's not so basic, it goes up to Gimel and Al. So, Tanakh, Mashmi Beis HaShalten B'mayi D'Rishviya, so the bottom of the page. The word says, Bishlam B'mayi Mishum Tircha, what's the issue? B'mayi Tircha, however you define that term. But Vakum Seh D'Shar Amonim, El HaShviya, Ben B'mayi Mishum Zareya, what is the issue of Mashmi? So many people have asked me in the last 3-4 weeks the following question. They have air conditioners that go outside, and now sometimes the pipe meeting the water outside the air conditioner goes on the grass. Are they called water in the grass in the Shemitah year? I hope it's Mutal Lagami. Ain't there's a shum something. But there are a few briskets here. A few people are very machmir. So I told them, if you want to be machmir, you can attach a plastic that you can buy these plastic attachments, attach it to that pipe, and now direct the water to the water on the ground, to the bricks, to the pavement, etc. I don't see that this is called Mashke Sodosech.
You didn't ask about Shabbos?
Of course I did. Shabbos, so the Shulchan writes, and the Chabad writes in Shulchan about Shabbos. Let's see, people have, the Chutzas, they have what they call, they told me, what the young men told me, they have a deck. A deck means it's like, I guess, a depressant, a porch. But the deck is usually, consists of planks of wood, and there also are spaces. And now you go and have Shal Shudas there, or whatever, you have a meal there, have lunch there, and you're like a veranda, patio, I don't know what they call it, a deck. That's the lotion that they use. So now can I go ahead and drink over there? And the water may spill, or whatever drink I'm having will spill. Those are the cracks and water ground. Says, well, no, it's also Shabbos. So that's the question regarding Shemitah. What's the status of Shemitah? They asked me regarding the air conditioning. I'm telling you, maybe 15 people have asked me the question in the last month. The air conditioning going outside is very Baruch Hashem. Yirei Mushleimen, and they want to know the same issue that applies to Shabbos applies to Shemitah. So this sugya of Mashkin is discussed in the beginning of my part. Machlokes in the Gemara, what the Iser of being Mashke afield is the Iser Zoreya, is the Iser Chayresh. What's the Iser exactly? What's happening? You're certainly softening the ground. Chayresh is weekly hour without Shabbos. Zoreya is the plant the seed in the ground. So when I water the ground, is that called Zoreya? Does that enable or does that assist the ground also in the terms of the growth, or whatever item is there? So this is Machlokes in the Gemara. So here, I just want to mention one issue that you'll see in a moment. Shviyas Beim Amaliyah Mishor Zoreya, Amin Amal Mishum Chayrish, Machlokes in the Gemara, Zviyah V'chavishah V'shviyas Mishorim. Are you allowed to be Zoreya and Chayrish and Shviyas? If it's Asim Mishum Zoreya, or Asim Mishum Chayrish. Zoreya, for sure it's Asim. That's a positive Chumash. That we just saw. What about Chayrish? Omer Abay, B'shviyas V'azev, Rebbe Hol Shviyas V'abalam. Shvius is not in the Torah. Rav Amar Afil Tein Rabbanon. Avos Os Rachmanon. Feilus Os Rachmanon. What's Aser? Only Avos, not Feilus. Yisiv Vashana Shvius. Shna Shabbos Niel Har Tzalcha L'Sizva. Michti Zmiru V'Val Zriya. U B'Tzira V'Val Tzira. Ma Yilus Akasim Rachmanon. So why is it written? Why did the Torah have to mention 4 separate items? Tzalcha L'Sizva. Kam L'Chal L'Sizmor. Sviach Ketzir Chol HaSitzar, Indi Zerach Chol HaSitzar, Zmira is included under Zriya. And Betzira is included under Zira. The Mai Hilvasa, the name of the Ahani told us Mechaya, Achmanai Solo Mechaya. So this is going to be the subject of a lot of discussion that we're going to have relating to this Gemara. But I'm simply indicating that there are clearly Melochos Daraisa, and then there's a whole series of Alamas Darabot. In the Mishnah and Shvius, in the second parak, you have a long list of different Melochos. Now, I just mentioned a few of them that are probably more or less pretty well known. So all of us, the Mishnah speaks about Mizablin. We're talking about putting Zebel on the Karka. Ma'agrin, where they do Chafira around the Ilonos. The Mishnah goes on, speaks about Miyablin, where you're going to be Chotech Yabelet. It's a kind of mum, apparently, in the Ilon. Mefarkin, again, you remove Olin in order to lighten the burden of the Ilon. Ma'avkin, they cover the Sharoshim with Avak. Ma'ashnin, they smoke the area under the Ilon. You want to kill all the Taloyim. Some sort of fumigation that takes place. The Mishnah goes further. Mishnah said, Misaklin, you have to remove the stones from the field. And then people ask me, also, people talk about putting down dafka, what they call it, fake grass. They ask me about that. That's mutar legamri. There's no issur whatsoever. The only problem is, in order to remove whatever debris there is on the ground, sometimes there's a lot of avonim on the ground. Are they allowed to remove the avonim that would prevent the proper placement of the fake grass? It says in the Mishnah, Misaklin, remove avonim rather from the karka. This is one of the malachas that Rabbanan. And it would seem that even though there's a Mishnah in Perek Gimel, the Mishnah says you're allowed to do the act of Misaklin even on Shrius itself. So I think Yerushalmi is the kasha, I didn't look it up, but I believe that Yerushalmi answers and says that we're talking about avonim tushos, where they're talush, they're already detached from the ground. Mashenkin over here is talking about avonim and mechubot karka. That's a big difference. If it's Tolish, then there's no problem. So sometimes people, that's what they explain to me. They're putting down fake grass. Why aren't they putting it on before Shemitah? No, what else? Anyway, so they waited until after Shemitah. And how can they remove the stone that are, otherwise it wouldn't be level? I'm not a touch of mumcha and fake grass. I'm just a mumcha and fake news.
It's also even if you're not doing it for blanket purposes.
Okay, so that's the question. Exactly. But it's also, okay. Say that, okay, that's the question, whether it's permissible on Shrius itself. That's the whole discussion, whether it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. The Mishnah says that during the Tosefta Shrius Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do it, but on Shrius itself, you're not supposed to do it. So that's the question, whether what you do, but it's a whole list of other ones. The Karsamin, we have to cut dry Anofim from the Ilan Mizardin. You have so many Anofim, that some of them are moist, and then they weigh heavily on the Ilan, and you want to light this burden. Mefaslin, removing the psoles. Oh, yeah, I'm just giving you all this. Mizami, etanatio. Yeah, these are different types of labors that I've done for the purpose of, obviously, the growth of the tree. Okay, I'm just listing a whole list that I have. So these are malachos d'avonim that are, some of them are toldos of Zriya. I'll give you an example. The Tolos of Zriya are the ones that are well known, probably. Harkava and Habracha, grafting and bending. Let's say the Tolos of Zmira are all some of these that I mentioned, namely Kirsum and Gizum and Pisul and Zibul and Dilul. These are all mentioned by the Mishnayos over here, the second paragraph of Masechet Shviyos. Then you have the Tolos of Chamisha. Sikul Avonin is the Tolos of Chamisha. Or for that matter, Idur, where you're ma'adi, what they call it, hoeing the ground, or zibul or nikush or kisuah, and that's the issue. Okay, so all this is something that I'm going to Bitz Hashem discuss. So the next year, I hope to talk about. I'm going to start with the malach of Zoreah. I'm discussing the darais of Zoreah and what's included in that Bitz Hashem. Hopefully, that'll be the next year. Bring that. No, I don't know who's supposed to take care of this. Philip went to a simcha. He left it here and did not leave the instructions what to do. The Zoom, he zooms it all the time. There are a few people who listen to the Zoom. There's a Rob in South Africa. I'm not sure. What?
I didn't have to press stop.
Oh, that's good. That's helpful. That would be a start. Yeah. I don't even know how to do it.